Many people look back at the 1950s and early 1960s as a time of global peace and prosperity. Governments invested heavily in infrastructure and education in order to recover from the first two world wars. Companies offered generous salaries to workers who made long-term commitments. But then the 1960s came along, and the baby boomers rebelled against the strict rules of society. A generation of young people just wanted to do their own thing. Individualism was a hallmark of this period. Many of those rebellious young people went on to become captains of industry. They continued to rebel, but this time against taxes and industry regulation. The creation and growth of the internet only fueled this thinking. Unfortunately, years later, we can see the damage brought out by the cult of individualism. The gap between the rich and poor is at historic heights, and the lack of environmental regulation has accelerated the pace of global warming. Along with this is the naive insistence that all information should be free via the internet, no matter what. In other words, anyone can buy a gun or learn how to make a bomb just by clicking their browser. What good is it to live in a freer society when everyone is either poor or dead? At its core, individualism is the idea that everyone should take care of themselves. This is not necessarily a bad thing, yet we have created a survivalist world with a handful of people at the top and the rest left to fend for themselves. What can we do to address the dangers of hyper-individualism?